Florida residents are cleaning up as they watch one storm go and prepare for the possibility of more. Hurricane Frances was blamed for 10 deaths, and millions of people have no electricity. And the recovery may move even more slowly than the storm did. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
People in West Palm Beach, Florida, spent most of Labor Day weekend waiting for Hurricane Frances to pass over their city. Now that the storm's gone, they find themselves waiting for almost everything else.
Drive up, sir! Go, go, go!
Yesterday, cars lined up for more than a mile to reach the county fairgrounds, where workers gave out drinking water, ice, and food. Those things have become rare in this city, where few neighborhoods have electricity and few stores are open. Herb Gordon waited more than 3 hours for ice, hoping to salvage what's in his refrigerator.
Everything I had melted, and I'm trying to keep whatever food I have. I mean, the milk we've just about used up, but there's juice, there's all different stuff that we didn't want to throw away.
National Guardsmen with rifles stood watch over the ice supply, an indication of how precious that commodity has become in a county where 80% of the homes lost power. West Palm Beach resident Shafranique Ledbetter was grateful for the ice, but says she's having trouble buying food, even at the handful of grocery stores that are open.
I haven't found a bank to get money. The machines are down, and most of the stores aren't taking debit cards or checks, so we're stuck.
In the pockets of town where power is on, waiting has become a way of life. Yesterday, 1,500 people lined up to shop at a Walmart, while a five-mile traffic jam developed around an open gas station. And at lunchtime, people stood in 88-degree heat for a half hour, waiting for an open table at McDonald's.
I want a large fry, Mom.
You got three meals, a cheeseburger and a fry?
This was one of the few restaurants serving any kind of food yesterday, a limited menu of burgers, fries, and soda. There were no salads, no McNuggets, and to the chagrin of customer Iris Balzano, no hot drinks.
They have no coffee?
No, no coffee.
Soda's fine.
Nikki, they have no coffee.
For Balzano and her husband, lunch at McDonald's was their first excursion out of their house since they hunkered down for the hurricane Friday.
I need something hot in my stomach. That's all. Eating all that junk like cookies and cheese and crackers. I want something hot. Now there's no coffee.
Local leaders say people will have to put up with inconveniences like that for at least several more days. With thousands of utility wires and poles needing repair, Palm Beach County spokesman Vince Bonvento says residents will have to remain patient.
I can relate to them because my family's been without power for 5 days. I ended up taking a shower in my pool this morning, which I've never done in my entire life. But, you know, you just got to make the best of it and know that we're doing everything we possibly can to get the power restored and kind of get back to a normal life.
The waiting is especially tough for hundreds of people who remain in Red Cross shelters, many unable to return home. Nick Dangerfield lives on Singer Island, a resort area where he says police still aren't letting residents return.
Thursday, 2 p.m., I had a mandatory evacuation.
So that's been 5 days in a shelter?
5 days in a shelter. And I'll wait till everybody says the coast is clear and then I'll go back. I'm expecting a flooded house.
Dangerfield says it's been a nervous wait at the shelter, but he's trying to stay as calm as he can. Times like these, he says, are just part of the price you pay for living in a place he considers paradise. Adam Hochberg, NPR News, Fort Lauderdale.